Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the PM team, and that was Mike Tomlin waxing poetic, perhaps even rhapsodic about his quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, the guy he brought here, the guy who put the Steelers on the brink of missing the playoffs by delivering an absolute stinker against the Cleveland Browns, only to go and totally redeem himself, Dumb and Dumber style, against the Baltimore Ravens by playing probably the best 30 minutes of his Steelers career, and especially the best fourth quarter of his Steelers career, to rally them to a comeback win over Baltimore and punch that playoff ticket. It is Aaron Rodgers' first appearance, obviously, in the playoffs with the Steelers because it's his first year with the Steelers. And I think he is, in observing what people have said about him so far, when we've started to stack up quarterbacks, really in the AFC because that's what matters, but I guess you could really project it out to the NFC if you wanted to. I'm always interested in what the public dialogue is versus kind of what my priors are on a particular subject. And I think the Rodgers, like, how do you feel about him stacked up against the rest of the AFC quarterback cohort, is sort of instructive. And I mean that in this way. I think two things are happening when people break down where they would slot him and how they feel about him relative to his peers in the conference. I think recency bias is affecting Steelers fans a little bit. They just saw him balling out, making, you know, throwing an absolute laser to Thielen down the seam, throwing a dart to Freiermuth that was another just really good ball, putting, you know, when he had the opportunity, making it nice and easy on Calvin Austin, not like looking a gift horse in the mouth and just making the basic throw to win the game. I think Steelers fans are suffering from recency bias, having seen that, and a reputation, a little bit of baseball card syndrome for Steelers fans that I've at least observed. When I hear them try to place Rodgers within this conference's quarterback hierarchy for the playoffs. Because I think if I were to put up a poll question right now, and I won't, I'll let Pony do that because it'll get like 20 times more people responding to it. If I were to put up a poll question that just said, who has the quarterback advantage in this game? I think it would be over 50% Aaron Rodgers from our listeners, from Steelers fans. I think C.J. Stroud, when he's right, is quite good. I think C.J. Stroud is a kind of Mike Tomlin prototype. He can make all the throws. He's mobile enough to be considered somewhat mobile. He doesn't want to use his legs as the big weapon. He will if he has to, but he's not great at it. He's good enough. He wants to stand there and beat you, but he also doesn't want to turn the ball over. He's also a lot younger than Aaron Rodgers and not as averse to holding onto the ball if it means trying to make a play. And yet most of what I've heard is Aaron Rodgers has been here before, et cetera. I mean, so is C.J. Stroud. I know the Texans haven't won a home playoff game, but C.J. Stroud is not a stranger to the playoffs. I get a sense that a lot of people are going on Aaron Rodgers' career-long reputation, taking that into account, and are basking in the afterglow of a game where late in the game he looked like his vintage self to get the Steelers a win, and overrating him a little bit, frankly, relative to his peers. We all watch Red Zone. We all play fantasy football. We all, like, some of us probably have Sunday Ticket, etc. You can go on YouTube and watch any game condensed the next day. If you pay for the NFL Plus, you can watch it 2 hours after it ends with all the commercials clipped out. Although, as Donnie and I have found out very rudely, if you go away from that tab in your browser, suddenly you have to find your place again because the whole thing resets. Not that I'm bitching and moaning or anything, NFL. Fix your product. We all watch this stuff, though. And so the fact that we do have this ability, way more so than like 25 years ago even, to get every game at our fingertips, to watch all these teams back, to like go and, you know, you want to crunch tape, you can kind of crunch tape on these guys. I am surprised that Rodgers has such a high favorability rating relative to these other players. I think everyone would put him behind Josh Allen. I think a lot of people would put him behind Justin Herbert, but then you'd immediately get, well, Justin Herbert keeps choking in the playoffs. I think a lot of people would put him ahead of Justin Herbert, I should say. I think a lot of people would put him ahead of Trevor Lawrence, even though Lawrence's only win was because Justin Herbert choked. I think people would put him ahead of Stroud. They'd put him ahead of Nix. And they wouldn't put him ahead of Drake May, who I think should win the MVP, but they'd say, you know, Drake May's never been here before. Like, only Josh Allen would get that automatic, yeah, obviously Josh Allen's better than Aaron Rodgers treatment here. There would be cases made for everybody else why they might stumble. And listen, I was impressed as hell that Rodgers kind of figured it out late enough, but figured it out to a degree, enough of a degree to get the Steelers that win against the Ravens. But I think there's been a little bit of memory holding of some of these bad games he's had this year. When he has been bad, he has been wretched. When he has been bad, he has decided, I'm not going to hold on to the ball. I'm just going to dump it off quickly. I'm going to beg my running backs kind of to make all of the plays. And Gainwell and Warren, to their credit, have done a very good job of that. Like, my biggest issue with Rodgers is that it, and I know this has been like a line of thought about really Steelers quarterbacks for a while, but especially Ben in his late career. There was this idea that if they just let Ben cook and go no huddle, it would all work out in the end because he would play better in some of these late game situations or late half situations. And I thought that was kind of a mirage based on like the, you know, what the game situation dictated. Rodgers, you can actually look at it and say that it genuinely seems like he waits until the last possible part of the game, like in his internal working out or in his internal math of, okay, when do I have to start taking chances and stop being conservative here and stop being risk averse? It seems like he waits till he's right at that precipice to actually start trying to make plays and make risky throws. Like, if you ask me, do I think he throws that seam ball to Thielen that ends up being a perfect ball, a great catch, and a big play for them in the first quarter of that game? Probably not. And I say that independently of the fact that Kyle Hamilton was out. Because if Kyle Hamilton's there, he definitely doesn't throw it. He's probably getting picked off. I don't think he takes that chance based on what I've seen when that game is early on. He goes, it's not worth it. And so if they're going to win this game, and if I'm going to even come close to agreeing with the kind of sentiment that's out there that he is more towards almost the upper half of the seven quarterbacks, like he's one of the three or four best and not like sixth or seventh in this playoff class in the AFC, he has to play like it's actually the late fourth quarter and they need him to do something from the start of the game. You're not going to beat the Texans with him checking down early in the first quarter, checking down in the second quarter, because you want to know what's going to happen when the Texans get those little balls that Gainwell has to catch and then turn. Azeez Al-Shaair is going to come in there with a giant arm brace and very bad intentions and like turn everybody into a bug on a windshield. That's what the Texans do. I think too much of what Rodgers has been, even when he's been good, has been other teams miss tackles, his running backs make plays in space, etc. I could be talked into the idea that maybe he's better than everybody but Herbert, Lawrence, and Allen if I could be convinced that he would get brainwashed before the game and say, it's 2010 Aaron Rodgers here, it's the playoffs, screw it, I don't care. I'm going to go out on my shield. Don, where would you rank him? Because I think if I'm honestly saying, just independent of everything else, how do I feel about Rodgers as a quarterback? I can put him ahead of Nix, and I can at least toy with the idea that he might be more productive in a one-off than Stroud. But I think the only guy I would feel comfortable saying that he's better than is Bo Nix, who also is propped up, by the way, by a very good offensive play caller in Denver.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I have him at 5. I have Rodgers at 5. I have Nix, who, I mean, yeah, does he have his warts? Absolutely, but I think he could turn into a really good player. Stroud kind of the same way. He just hasn't taken that next step yet after the great rookie season. But I think it's pretty tough to put him ahead. Allen, for me, I put at number one. He's still Josh Allen, reigning MVP. I still think he's the most dangerous QB in the postseason.
We're going to do this. We're going to do this full exercise, by the way. Sorry, Don. We're going to do this entire exercise at 3:30. Little spoiler alert. PM Team Power Rankings is an extended version of the rankings, Donnie. So we can dig in. We can chew the fat a little bit here. All 14 starting quarterbacks in these playoffs are going to be ranked for PM Team Power Rankings. How about them apples?
Are we okay? So we're doing QBs, not overall teams.
Now that I'm thinking about it, no, we'll do. You're right. We'll do overall teams. We'll do overall teams because I was getting hot to trot about quarterbacks, but we had both of those in the chamber. We'll do teams. So you can rank the AFC quarterbacks, and perhaps we will come back to that for the entirety of it maybe tomorrow or Monday.
Yeah,
anyway.
So I mean, I feel like Allen, May, Lawrence, Herbert are all ahead of Rodgers.
Okay.
Because
I think
that's fair. You don't even have to go all that far back, Chris, to see one of those ugly games. Like, we are all still riding the high of the fourth quarter of Sunday night, thinking this guy still has it. Like, you know, he can take us to the promised land. You know, something kind of scary that I just discovered, you know, looking at what every quarterback did this year. You know who he is, like, neck and neck, very, very similar to in 2025?
Oh, God, let me think
about
it.
And he actually played in two more games than this guy.
So it's a guy's 20. You're not comparing him from like a past season player.
No.
To a 2025
a guy from this year.
And Rodgers played 16 games, which is two more than this particular player.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you their numbers, and they're almost identical.
Well, hold on. I know it's got to be somebody pretty underwhelming in terms of their actual stats. You know who I'm going to go with? Because the two fewer games thing has my alarm bells going off. Tua.
It is not Tua. Tua had a worse season than Aaron Rodgers.
Is it Brissett?
Jacoby Brissett,
okay.
Malzi. Jacoby Brissett. He had about 40 more yards than Rodgers. He had one fewer touchdown. He had one more interception. But they have completion percentages that are nearly identical. Their passer rating, Rodgers was 94.8, Brissett 94.1, QBR, Rodgers 44.1, Brissett 41.8.
That QBR number, when you understand it as what it is, which I'm embarrassed it took me so long into my career to really understand it this way, which is basically a guy with that QBR wins roughly that percentage of games. That's how that stat is supposed to work. That's kind of the damning thing, you know what I mean? Like, he has played independently of any other variable with the stats he's put up, he should win like roughly 40 odd percent of his games.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
And then you look at the records of both of those guys. Rodgers went 6-10, and Brissett was 1-11.
I know. Well, that is a credit to some extent to the Steelers' defense and to some of the, I think, organizationally, we say the Steelers frustrate us. They ain't the Cardinals, I'll tell you that much.